At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Hardwood Handicappers, VSiN's premier NBA betting podcast.
Kelly, let's talk some NBA MVP.
Let's do it.
Because I think, you know, we talked a whole bunch of NBA when I got back yesterday, which to me right now is the prospects of these Western Conference Finals specifically, and
I hear
Western
you.
Conference playoffs, and I know we've said this in previous years, but this year the Western Conference playoffs could be just every matchup could be awesome.
Starting with the play-in tournament.
Yes.
Like that. Like that's the craziest.
Warriors Lakers in a 9-10 or something like that.
That was a what was it? Our guy JJ Redick losing his mind on ESPN the other day, where everybody wants to do like, who do you trust more, the Lakers or the Warriors? And it's like, well, they could both be bounced here. Like, that's how good the West is right now.
But let's talk MVP, because we didn't really get into it yesterday. We got into it a bit. Right now, at this very moment, Nikola Jokic, the two-time MVP. Remember, he did not win it last year. They stole it from him, Kelly. Wouldn't let him win three in a row like Larry Joe Bird or Wilt. Nikola Jokic. Currently, minus 150. He was plus money for most of this season. He's now at minus 150. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, no relation, plus 250 is the second shot here on the board. And then Luka's at plus 550. Giannis is at 16-1. Embiid will not qualify. Now, Embiid brings up matters when it comes to Sixers futures, both Eastern Conference and and for the title. If he were to come back, would that trigger a bet for you? Like, if you knew that he was coming, which, by the way, none of us know.
Yes.
Would that trigger a bet?
Yes,
for
it
you?
Would.
It would.
I would. It's kind of, you know, we talked about it yesterday. Yeah. And we're going to talk exact as tomorrow. We talked about, I don't have a bet. I don't have a bet on to win the
anything.
NBA Finals, to win the Western Conference, to win the Eastern Conference.
Which you've all never had before.
Like, it's been a while. Yeah. It's been a while. Like, yeah, usually I've had something that I'm kind of sweating into the playoffs. And this was, you know, and there's reasoning for that, right? Like, you know, I've always liked the Bucks. So beginning of the season, it was, okay, I like the Bucks, but do I really think they're that much better than the Celtics? And we bring this up as pro tips often, or when we're talking about, preseason betting, right? Win totals or futures or, yeah, how many times do we say, oh, you can wait till you get into the season and, you know, possibly get a better number, get a better feel for teams. That was my intention with the Bucks in the East, and see what the Celtics looked like, and if they maybe looked like they had some flaws. They don't have very many flaws. So I nearly never got involved in the Eastern Conference. In Western Conference, it was the one mistake I made. I bet Kawhi MVP when I really should have bet the Clippers to win the Western Conference.
Right, because Kawhi was like 100-1.
Yeah, I have a 150-1 ticket that looks really cool and sounds really cool to talk about, but it ain't going to get home.
I never understood the Kawhi. I know, like, people came on and were like, oh, Kawhi, 100-1, and everybody's like, 100-1, I'll grab it. His stats are so much, just his raw stats are so much worse than the other candidates.
At the time, though, is this still applies now? I think a month ago it would have been stronger. Just his efficiency numbers were, like, out of control.
Right.
But, you know, we see Nikola Jokic doing this every other night now.
Here's a question. Okay. Do you think, and I'm not saying this disparagingly, I'm saying this good for them. Do you think, because we obviously spend a whole NFL season talking about awards, and we do so to a lesser extent, but we do so in the NBA as well, that the ESPN basketball podcast guys, I'm talking about the Windhorse of the world,
yep,
that those guys have an inordinate influence on this market? based on who they – like, if they do a new podcast tomorrow,
yeah,
and one of those guys – Bontemps is another one of them, right?
Yep, Tim Bontemps, if, yep, does a straw poll.
If Zach Lowe. If yep. one of those guys decides tomorrow to make a case for one of these guys, let's say someone comes on tomorrow and is like, Giannis, he's the best. They do you believe that they move awards markets almost more than anyone in any sport? Because I kind of do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in more, specifically, yeah. Tim Bontemps straw.
Tim Bontemps
right. I mean, that is, it's almost, I mean, books are adjusting based off of that, not even bets that they're taking.
I'm glad you brought up the straw poll.
Yeah.
Did you get the feeling, we didn't talk about this.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
Did you get the feeling that this NFL season, that the NFL clamped down on straw polls?
Oh, I didn't think that's where you're going with this. No, I guess I didn't, but
just for the sake of having drama in their actual awards ceremony on February 8th, whereas the NBA doesn't quite do that.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, to the overall point, I don't know if I feel like I see many with the NFL.
Oh, we used to do them, or someone would put them out
that are that are nearly as respected as much as like Tim Bontemps doing a straw poll right. in the NBA MVP.
By the way, I'm not sure it's a bad thing though, right? Because like that gives folks an opportunity to bet Joe Flacco at 100-1 without somebody right. influencing the market. So, where did you think I was going with that?
No, just of Bontemps, the second straw poll he did, which is the latest one at this point.
Yeah.
It was so quick after Joel Embiid had been basically disqualified from the ruling. I'm interested to see. I'm not taking one side or the other here, but I'm interested to see what the next straw poll results are.
Yeah.
Because I'm wondering how many voters or people that participated in the straw poll, because they're not all MVP voters.
Okay.
But how many people had the just reaction of, okay, Tim's texting me or emailing me to get this into him. Like, Joel Embiid just got disqualified 3 days ago. I don't really have enough time to, like, think about this all this much. Nikola Jokic. That's right. Who I'm sending it.
I like that you did. Nikola Jokic.
Like, because it's not the actual MVP. It's Tim Bontemps' straw poll, right? It doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Okay, let's winnow this down. You believe that only the top four guys can win this. Jokic, Gilgeous-Alexander, Doncic, or Antetokounmpo.
Yes.
Okay. Giannis is 16-1. He's the long shot here. Do you believe that's the best bet?
Right now, yeah.
Okay.
Even if you'd asked me this yesterday, I would have gone Shea, because I think Shea over anything over 2-1, I think it's still a good bet. I think him and Nikola Jokic should be much more closely priced. But when you're talking Giannis getting out to 16-1 again, that long, I if you have other bets on some of these other guys, I think it's a good time to add him.
The Shea thing is fantastic, though, right? Because, and I know people have him at really much better numbers than this is. But isn't the Shea thing strikes me as one of these things now where it's, oh, because I didn't get him at 15-1 or 30-1 or whatever what people have him at, right? Well, plus 250 doesn't seem sexy. To me, okay, what is it now? I'm going to give you the exact update on it. He has scored 30 or more points.
Yes.
In... I'm going to get the updated after last night, in 44 of 58 games.
Mm-hmm.
44 of 58
games. It's incredible.
And if you look at, I don't know, man, I think,
I mean, you go
I think he's. I think this is going to be reversed. Like, 2 weeks from now, isn't Shea going to be the favorite?
I hope so. I think there's a good chance. I bet him a couple times over 3-1. I have plus 350, I believe, on him as my longest ticket. So, but, you know, kind of like as you were leading in there, I have 350 and 325. I think a lot of people, yes, were mad they missed out on a longer shot ticket.
Yes.
I think there's another way to look at it. A team that you didn't know how to truly feel about this year, you've waited as the season has gone on, and now you can't argue that this team is not deservingly one of the best teams in the Western Conference. Therefore, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander belongs in this conversation when I think there was questions maybe about that before.
They legit.
But you're still getting value on that number.
Yeah, they legit can be the number one seed.
Yes.
They're tied with the Timberwolves with a 41-17 record right now in the Western Conference. The Nuggets are two games back in third place, if you will, at 39-19. If they're the number one seed and Shea literally scores 30 in every game except, I don't know, in the end, 17 of them.
Yep.
And he's playing every game, by the way. He's a throwback to when I was a kid and everybody played every game. None of this load management garbage. I love Jokic. I'm not taking anything away from him. He's amazing. He may
He's
still
awesome.
Win.
He's the best
still
player
win
in
the
NBA.
Title, right?
Yeah.
I'd still bet them to win the title over OKC. But for MVP, I think Shea's the bet at plus 250.
Agreed. And then when it comes to the advanced analytics guys, it's Shea all the way. Estimated wins, the EPM, everything that these guys bring up. And we've got heavy analytics-based voters in the NBA.
That's the point. Yep. That last point is the key.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.